Hello and welcome to the Tesla Tips and Tricks podcast. I'm your host, Tori Hornsby, and I have with me today, Naveed Gondal, creator of the Tesla Tips and Tricks Facebook group. Welcome, Naveed.
Hello, thank you for having me.
For those who don't know me, I am a co-founder of EV Bids, an online auction marketplace dedicated to the used EV market. We primarily help people buy and sell pre-loved Teslas. And as a Tesla enthusiast myself, I've really enjoyed the Tesla Tips and Tricks group, and I've picked up a lot of useful tips and tricks for my Tesla. So Naveed, we'll just jump right in here. Tell us, what led you to create the Tesla Tips and Tricks group?
Well, thank you for having me on the podcast. And first of all, I love the way you call it the pre-loved Tesla, not pre-owned. So that's a great way to put it. No, let me put it this way. You know, basically, I'm not a car guy. I'm a computer guy, an IT guy. I run my own digital marketing agency. So for me, it was more like the Tesla car was so kind of weird in the beginning. It was like an iPad with wheels on. So that's what actually kind of caught my interest. But I was working in a place where I had two other guys who were very, into Tesla. We are talking back in 2013. So they ordered their Tesla and they got them in end of 2013. But when I saw the cars, I thought, this looks very cool. So I put up an agreement with Tesla to test drive one Tesla in end of 2013. And they lent me this the P85 Plus, it was called back in the days. It was the fastest Tesla, Model S. And I tested it, and I was sold, basically. Yeah. So I ordered my first Tesla in 2013, but it was like almost 1 year waiting time to get it. But in the meantime, I actually changed my mind. Because I was afraid of the range of the car in the winter, because I live in Norway and it can get quite cold in the winter. So, and I heard some rumors that, you won't get more than like 200 kilometers in the winter. So I changed my mind. So before I got my car, I had already sold it because I couldn't cancel the contract. So I got it and I sold it. And then another friend of mine bought the car, a P85 Model S, in the winter time. And so I asked him, how is it regarding range in the winter? So he said, Naveed, I can easily get like 300 kilometers. I was sold. So I bought a secondhand in 2014 in the summer. So after that, it's been rolling, and I think I'm driving my Tesla number 28 now.
So 28 Teslas that you've owned.
28 or 29. Yes.
That's incredible. And you're on the list for a Roadster, a couple of Roadsters, I think, right? So.
Yeah, but God knows when they are coming. But right. I just sometimes I log into my account and I look at the picture and I can,
You can dream.
I can dream, yes.
Right. So you mentioned that you're in Norway. Are Teslas pretty popular there?
Teslas, since the beginning, it took like 6, 7, 8 months from 2013, and it's just exploded on the market, and with the Model S, of course, and then the Model X came. But when the Model 3 came, it really started to become, you could just drive from home, and now if you drive on the motorway, you have to kind of look for other cars. It's like Tesla, they're really, really, really popular in Norway. And with the Model 3 and the Model Y, it's exploded completely.
I read that the number one selling car there is the Model Y in Norway.
Yeah.
And I believe that it's over 20%. Didn't you say one of every 5 cars sold is a Tesla?
Yeah. One of every 5 cars sold in Norway this year is a Tesla. And this is, people don't actually get a grasp of the that number. It's incredible, because if you look at, you know, all the car brands that you actually have in to compete with. So, I haven't checked, but there must be at least, 30, 40, maybe 50 car brands that are, trying to sell their cars. And if every fifth car or every fourth car is a Tesla, that's a major, major,
market share.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Yeah. In the US market, it's been a bit up and down the last year and a half or so. And, the Model Y is the best-selling car in the world. It's the fourth highest selling vehicle here in America, but that represents over 312,000 units.
Yeah.
So it's a big, big number, of course. Yeah. And it looks like Tesla is going to continue its year-over-year growth for 2024, but I'm looking forward to seeing what those final numbers represent. But
yeah, that's, at this time, I think those numbers will be released like end of January, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's always exciting time to check if they reach their goals.
Yes.
Yeah.
And even last year, Tesla caught a lot of flack because though they weren't growing and they had a little stumbling block, but they did grow, and the EV industry as a whole in America grew by 34%. And I think that we're probably going to outpace that if we include all other brands here in America too. So electric vehicles aren't going anywhere. I think it's just important that people know that you don't have to buy one. Like, I know that our government came in and kind of mandated it. And I think that was the wrong move. It made people feel, here in America, whenever the government starts telling people what to do, there's at least half of the country that's just like, I will never do that.
Exactly. Yeah, the opposite effect.
Right. It's not effect. But I think it's a really healthy market, and whether people are going to buy because of the instant torque and the iPad on wheels. I love the technology. Full self-drive is amazing. Yeah. Or whether they buy it because they want to save some gas money or because it's lower emissions. Great. Good for you. But switching back here to the group, I did want to ask you, a lot of members may not yet know that EV Bids and Tesla Tips and Tricks have joined forces and that we're working together. Can you tell us a little bit more about that from your perspective?
Yes. The thing is, I started the group it's getting close to 8-9 years ago now, and it started growing. I started the group basically just for my kind of close friends, because people asked me questions about Teslas, and I said, instead of answering each one of you individually, ask in the group. I will make a group, and maybe one or other, two or three other people were maybe wondering about the same thing. So it was basically a hobby project, and it's been a hobby project since the beginning. So then it started growing, and many companies in Norway, like car detailers, car sales companies, reached out to me to cooperate in some way, but I never had any kind of business objective of the group. It was a hobby project, and I felt that we had great content and great community helping each other. That was my main goal. But then I started seeing that, the group is growing so much. And I think at the moment now we have close to 275,000 members. So from those, members, it's close to 150,000 from the US. So if I were going to make some kind of joint venture or a corporation or something, I had a couple of things that needed to be in place. First of all, I decided that it has to be beneficial to the members, because the group is always been focused on the members and what can benefit the members. But I didn't have any thing in mind, and I wasn't looking for any cooperation. But then you guys reached out to me. Actually, you guys reached out to me close to a year ago, but then I didn't respond because I didn't see that email. And then you reached out to me again like a couple of months ago, and you were, you know, very polite and asked if I was willing to maybe put out kind of a members deal or something for the members. And but I actually said no to you, because I said, you know, it's, I mean, I think that there are two reasons for me kind of saying no. It's first of all, I would have to, you know, follow up on all these things. And it takes a lot of time. And I have a full job. I have a family, a wife, daughter. My mom lives with me. So it was like a bit, do I want to get myself involved in something which will take more time away from my family? Mm-hmm. But then you asked if there were any, you know, possibilities to maybe do some cooperation. Yeah. And that was a great, because I think you kind of hit a soft spot in me. Then we had a phone call, we talked a little bit, and I got to know you guys, you and your partners a little bit. You are, you know, grown-up people, God-fearing, because I understand that you also work as a pastor. And so we got... I think we got a good chemistry, and I thought that your setup with EV Bids had many of the things I had in mind for the web page I was going to create for the Tesla Tips and Tricks. So that's when we started talking about maybe, you know, I can get you guys on board and we can work together to kind of give the group the essence that I felt was lacking and you felt you can contribute with. So it was a great match, in my opinion. And you had already a kind of a web page with car sales, parts, and news, and so it was like what you call it in the English. It was a hand in glove.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
It was a very good match. So that's kind of the background which led to. So you guys are now on board as admins in the group, and it's been a great journey, and I think this will grow into something really beneficial for the members. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. 275,000 nearly is a lot. And like you said, I think it's over now. I think it might be over or right at 160,000 RUS. Yeah. So you made a good point there, but we definitely want to remain, you know, true to our international roots. And we share that vision with you. So I know that's important to you. But I wanted to ask you, Naveed, you know, just thinking about this in concept from when you started it with just a few users to growing to now basically the largest Tesla tips oriented group in the world, what has changed and evolved? Like, what are some things that you've really noticed over time?
What I've noticed, of course, is that, you know, when a group gets bigger and the community gets bigger, you get more people. More people means more different kinds of people with different cultures, different ways of, you know, we are oriented around writing, you know, so all the communication in the group you know is based around people posting something and people writing an answer. So I feel that, you know, the larger the group grows, you have to kind of moderate it more and set some rules. And it's impossible to set rules that everybody will be satisfied with. So I've used my kind of I'm 56 years old, I've tried at least to use my common sense.
You don't look a day over 55.
thank you. So regarding thank you. I've tried to use common sense and try to set up rules that will benefit most of the people. So if your question was what has changed, is that, you know, you have more different type of people, so you have to kind of moderate it more excessively. But it all comes down to having fundamentally good rules, and you have to kind of follow them. If, and you know, if you put up a rule and don't follow it kind of yourself, you know, so you have to, as an admin, you know, just stick by the rules. So yeah, that's the most challenging part of a large group. Yes.
You mentioned rules. I was just, you know, pulling them up over here. What are what do you feel are the most important rules that have been added to the group?
You know, I think the rule regarding, because the first of all, you have to think the name of the group kind of sets the scene in many ways. It's Tesla Tips and Tricks. So I've expanded the definition from the, actually, maybe after a couple of weeks after I started the group, is that you post things in this group, either question or tips or a trick, or important news. Because I don't allow all kinds of news, but when it's like, let's say if it's a release of a new FSD update, it's important news, then I allow that, even though it's not a direct tip or a trick. So so the most important rule, I think, even if you have all the rules, I think it's the one where it says be kind and polite, because that gets you, you know, a long way. People might post something which is not according to the rules, and people can, of course, report that post, or people can kindly comment that, you know, maybe this doesn't fit the group. So being kind and polite, I think, is the most important. Like you say, be polite and respectful.
Yeah, I'll just read through them for those who can't see my screen here, who are just listening. I'll read through these group rules. I'm showing them on the screen now. Group one is group purpose and basic information. And it's what you said is we're not the place to where you can come and just post, you know, nonsense. We want to keep it legit. And some people get frustrated when we remove their post and they're like, why did you remove this? And yeah, we're like, because it didn't have anything of value.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that I really think that you can define. You mentioned some news or, you know, tip and trick, or is it something that you need help with, or are you providing value? And if what you're providing is valuable, we'll let it ride. Keep it. Yeah. So that's group purpose. Number two, be polite and respectful. Number three is no referral codes. That includes no advertising, no sharing of like selling your own products, and no surveys. All of that is combined into one. Yeah. Number four is whenever you post, to include your Tesla model year and location. Because obviously different questions can be drastically different for not only a Model 3 versus a Model X in the US, it can be really different for a Model 3 in the US versus a Model 3 in Norway or Germany.
Yeah.
Yep. Relevant answers. This one is just focused. This is number five on when somebody is going to reply. If we remove a lot of irrelevant answers of people, sometimes they are breaking rule two of the polite and respectful and rule five. It's just not relevant.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And no profanity. This one is my favorite. Like you mentioned, I'm a man of God, and I believe that out of the overflow of your heart, your mouth speaks. Yeah. And so it's not that we're just being tyrants here, but I've never seen anything get better with the infusion of profanity.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so like, hey, do I care that you cuss? I don't care. Yeah. I don't care. It doesn't offend me at all. If you go around cussing, I'm not offended, but in the group, we want it to be polite, respectful, and no profanity.
Yeah. And that's a great way of putting it, because it's not like we are trying to change people from what they are, but at least in this group, we have made a community, and obviously we have done something, or I have done something correct since is growing. And I can just mention a little thing regarding those, you know, laughing out loud smileys, and people started putting these LOL smileys on post. And I got messages from people that, you know, oh, I'm now getting a bit afraid of posting in the group. And it was actually a elderly lady from the US. I think she was over 70 years old, and she bought her Tesla. But, you know, when you post something because you are a new owner, or maybe don't have that knowledge about cars that maybe other people have, this is the group where you can actually ask questions. But when people start putting, you know, LOL smileys, people start leaving the group, and people are afraid to actually contribute to the community. So I got a lot of hassle because of that rule, you know, because I was enforcing it, and people made like memes about me in other groups, like, you know, this guy is so strict, and, you know, like this. But I thought, you know, we have this rule, we have to follow it. And it's actually contributed to giving the group a kind of a renome about exactly this, that, you know, here it is actually well moderated. So that is the most important.
Yep. And just to finish out the list here, number seven is avoid posting, you know, GIFs or GIFs unless they're necessary. And people sometimes get frustrated at that, but they just take up a lot of space.
Yeah.
And so it's not that we're not going to delete every single GIF, but once one is posted, it tends to start this, yes, this competition of I can post a more funny GIF.
Yes, exactly.
And then, oh, no, I've got one. Oh, no, well, look, yeah, at this.
Yes.
So, and then number eight here, no politics, religion, or culture bashing. You know, Naveed, one of the things that I've appreciated about you and I, you know, from our first conversation, you saw that I am a, you know, I'm a Christian pastor, pastor, and you're a Muslim. Yes. And we, you know, we talked about how the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible, are shared. Yeah. We're the, yeah, God of Moses, the God of Abraham. We have that in common.
Yes. Yes,
and so,
yes,
that's what, you know, why not focus on what we have in common, especially, yeah, in this group? Because, mm-hmm, guess what we all have in common? A love or a desire to learn more about a Tesla.
Exactly.
Let's,
exactly,
just focus on that.
Yes.
And then English language in the group only. That one is important, just because everybody's got to be on the same page.
Yes. And yes.
The group, if there's a bunch of different languages in here, it's going to be chaos. Nobody, people just stop learning from the group. They go away because, you know, half the posts aren't even, I can't even read them or understand them. Exactly. And I know there's translation services, but
yeah,
they're not good.
Regarding that, the translation button on Facebook, yes, it works like, I will say, 95, 90, maybe not even close to 100%. But the problem is, when you have a specific question with technical details about a Tesla model with the FSD, and many of these words are like unknown for the translation function. So just a small error in the translation can just make the question not correct. And then you get a lot of replies and answers on a question that is, you know, so it was for us very simple English language. But that part or that rule is maybe the least,
yeah,
broken rule now. So
what would you say? You know, what do you think is the rule that gets broken the most, if you had to pick one?
Yeah, I think it's actually, I would say two rules. The number one is where you have to kind of, if you ask a question or write a tip or trick, at least include your Tesla model, the year it's made, and your location. Okay. So this was very important because people write a question and they don't write what Tesla they have, where they live, what model they have. Then people in the comments, they have to just guess, you know, and then you get wrong answers. So that one is, but that I've addressed that rule with a couple of posts that reminding members that, you know, please, when you write a question, please remember this rule that include this information. This one and the one with relevant answer. So because everybody, you know, not everybody, but many people want to be funny and they want to kind of, and you exactly like you said, regarding the GIFs, when one person starts a funny comment, then another person starts a funny comment. So the whole thread becomes just, you have to kind of look for something good in the thread. So it's basically to keep the quality of content in the group up. So the relevant answer is maybe in the number one rule that I feel is broken. And then number two is the Tesla model.
You know, it can be frustrating for long-term members who are experts with their Tesla to see the same question posted again. And I think that leads to irrelevant answers sometimes. Like, you know, we don't allow read the manual. Or people will post RTFM, which stands for read the manual, read the F-word manual. But I think that it's important that we just remind people that, you know, every question, just because you know the answer and it seems very logical to you, it's for some people, it may be new. And then also there's new information that you may not understand. So like, for instance, if you're in an area of the world where you don't get snow, and then somebody asks about, you know, hey, how do I drive this in the snow? Or what air temperature should I put my tires in the snow? Mm-hmm. And that just seems like the most dumb question in the world. It's like, well, what would you do if it was just any other car? Well, a Tesla is not any other car.
Exactly.
So when you let off the gas, it breaks.
Yes.
And so in the snow, that could get you in a lot of trouble. And so I think it's a very fair question. And so a lot of questions I see were, and curb rash is another one where people were asking about, you know, curb rash. And I see people when they ask about, are there any tips on, you know, protectors of the wheels? And it's like, yeah, here's a tip. Learn how to drive. And it's like, you know what? No, not only is that rude, it's irrelevant because on a Tesla, if you look at Tesla, I have bought and sold a lot of Teslas. Hmm. I've seen a lot of Teslas come through our auction site, and we've helped do a lot of tax credit deals on Teslas and seen a lot of pictures. And the majority of Teslas have curb rash.
Yeah.
It's unreal. And so it took me a minute. It took me a very short minute to figure out why. And it's because the wheel on a Tesla, especially on like a Model 3, it's really bad on a Model 3 and some of the other ones, but the wheel sticks out further than the tire.
Yes.
And so normally you go, well, I've never had this problem before. Well, yeah, because normally if you kiss the curb a little bit in a drive-through, the tire rubbed against the concrete curb and no big deal. You never even noticed. But on a Tesla, when that happens, you just damaged your wheel.
Exactly.
So just be patient. If you have nothing to add to it that's going to be not valuable, move on.
Yeah, move on. Yes, that's exactly. And the thing is, I've noticed even me, I feel I'm kind of a bit over beginner stage of knowing the Tesla and how it works and the system.
You're an expert. You're an expert at this point.
but the thing is, even I learn things.
Me too.
So this is a great thing. And it can be very banal things like, you know, when you drive in on the screen, that there is a kind of a, what you call it, a navigation. It moves like north, south, and everything automatically. I didn't know about it, you know. And then one guy posted, and you know, I didn't know about this, you know. And then I checked in my car. So you learn things all the time. And I remember my brother had a very, very good tip. I mean, this is like in the beginning when we started the group, and I didn't know about it because when you type an address in the navigation, so in Norway, in the US, you start with the number of the street and then the street name. So in Norway, it's the opposite. You write the street name and then number at the end. So if I had to like navigate to some place, I had to write a long name, then the number 25, for instance. But my brother said, you know, you can, the navigation, it works the other way. So just write a number and then you start writing the first letters of the street.
And it lets you choose.
Yes. Yes. I didn't
know that. Easier.
Yeah. So it's like you learn things all the time. And the thing is, the software gets updated every now and then.
That's what I was about to say.
Things change. So it's
new features
to follow anyway, you know, so yeah.
Yep. Well, getting back here to the EV bids and Tesla tips and tricks merger, I actually just have one more question for you. And I think that, you know, our listeners are probably going to want to know a little bit more about, you know, what the future is going to look like. And can you tell us what's the future going to look like here with this merger?
You know, I've talked a little bit about this already, that, you know, you already have something, I think, which can be very beneficial for the members of the group. And as you know, you have the auction of selling cars, buying cars. That is a great asset for the members to have, you know, a part of the admin team actually has that. So we merged these two things together so that it can benefit. So already from the get-go, we have something really good for the members. That's one thing. And the very good thing is you are not only a kind of a car sales and shop. You are, you know, you have experience with digital marketing. Mm-hmm. So you have... I also have my digital marketing agency. And just having that kind of dimension into both parties like we have, we kind of understand that the transformation, that, you know, the digital world changes every week. Mm-hmm. So you have to kind of follow up with new services, new ways to do things. So I think... that this was also a very important part of that my reason to, you know, do joint forces with you guys, because you have a good understanding of that. So I think selling, buying car parts, having a web page like teslatricks.com where you can go and read news, important news, and read about the tax credit, you know, and it's a great hub. I think this will be developed into a kind of a hub for Tesla owners, that, you know, whenever they need to sell their car, buy a car, they need some parts,
warranty, yeah. Exactly.
They can go into teslatricks.com, and of course the group is great to have a place where you can communicate, but the hardcore things that every Tesla owners might need at some point of their Tesla life will be at this. And it's great because we have the same kind of mindset regarding digital, you know, the digital world. So I think we can together come up with some very, very good things that can be beneficial. It's like, and also using the different platforms, web page, we have the X profile, we have Instagram, and I think Snapchat will be coming, and TikTok and things like that. So,
and YouTube. We're going to be really big on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. So I think you guys are helping with the things I didn't have time to do for myself. So it's a great collaboration, I think. And I think this can be very, very good for the members, that we don't not only have a Facebook group, but we are going to use the Facebook page, the web page. So it's going to be a hub for Tesla enthusiasts.
And just to curb any potential concerns that any listeners might have, this page isn't going to turn into a big advertising forum. It's going to remain true. There will be the occasional post of some additional value that you might get out of something, but we're not going to turn this into any kind of like advertising group. So rest assured that won't happen. And Naveed, I have to commend you for a great job on building and moderating the Tesla Tips and Tricks group. It's pretty incredible, the quality of the content and the rules and everything that's been set up. You've done a great job, and we're excited to invest in the community and provide, you know, even more value as we move forward in the future. So we're excited about that. And that's all the time we have today, folks. For Naveed Gondal, this is Tori Hornsby, and we appreciate you joining us. We'll see you next time.
Yes. Thank you.